This is C.M. Atkinson, your host on Give Me 5 Minutes. Have you ever wondered what happens to Christians that make wrong decisions that lead them away from God and the church? Let me tell you about a woman who came to counseling because of struggles in her marriage. As a Christian, she had married a non-believer, and she had paid dearly for that decision. But now she has finally submitted herself totally to God, and as a result, God is blessing her. The rough edges of her character have been smoothed out by the struggles of her marriage. Her self-made situation is teaching her the rich qualities of love and joy and peace and patience. Sometimes the going is tough, but God is not through with her. She has already led her children to the Lord and is praying that her husband will be saved soon. There's another example I'd like to remind you of. All of us remember the story of Jonah. I want you to remember, though, the story of Jonah is not just another fish story. It's the story of God's love for lost humanity. God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah said, "No, I'm going to Tarshish." He ended up in the belly of a fish. Was he in God's will there? I don't believe so. Yet God prepared a great fish for Jonah. The fish was arranged under God's directive will. Jonah was disobedient, but God had another plan for this disobedient servant of his, and the plan involved a scary ride to Nineveh. Remember, God is concerned that we stay in his will. He went to the trouble of preparing a fish, a storm, and even loaded the sailor's dice so that Jonah would get back on course. If God did this for a prophet who deliberately disobeyed, think of what he would do for those who fully commit their way to him. In the 3rd chapter of Jonah, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came unto Jonah a second time. I'm here to tell you, no matter how far you've been, no matter how long you've been there, the word of the Lord can come to you again. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God was seeking him out. God will speak to you again. He will give you an assignment again. You would think that God would just go ahead and dismiss Jonah. Jonah was hard-hearted, disobedient, arrogant. Why not choose someone else? Someone more easily persuaded to go to Nineveh. Jonah didn't love the people. Jonah didn't even like the people. He didn't want to preach to them. He didn't want to see them saved. God could have put someone else on that assignment, but Nineveh was Jonah's assignment. God wanted Jonah to know that it was not about him. It was about Nineveh. It was about a lost people that was about to be destroyed, and God loved them. The book of Jonah is not just another fish story. The book of Jonah is about God's love. It's about God's forgiveness. It's about God giving another chance. It's about repentance and restoration. It was all about the lost people that was going to be destroyed if they did not repent. This gospel of Jesus Christ, my friend, is about the love of God for a dying and lost world. I hope this 5 minutes has been an encouragement to you. You can get in touch with me at BibleStrong316@gmail.com or log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org.